This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Six Colorado police officers have been cleared of misconduct in the arrest of a man during Black Lives Matter protests last summer. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Officers shot Justin Sammons with rubber bullets and then forced him to the ground to place handcuffs on him after he refused orders to leave a downtown street in June. An internal police investigation found the officers justified in that use of force. However, two were reprimanded for not having their body cameras turned on, and one, Sergeant Keith Reedy, was later suspended for posting, quote, "kill them all," on a live stream of another Black Lives Matter protest. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The U.S. House passed two bipartisan bills today that could impact Rocky Mountain National Park. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Both bills could change the boundaries of the park. One would add a 40-acre parcel northeast of Long's Peak, donated by former astronaut Vance Brand from Longmont. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse introduced the measure and says the park holds deep meaning for the country and for Coloradans.
I myself hold a number of treasured memories growing up in Colorado, enjoying Rocky Mountain National Park hikes with my father, and now being able to take my daughter on those same trails.
The other bill corrects an error from the 1970s, when a small plot of land where a family cabin sits was erroneously transferred to the park. Both bills head to the Senate. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A cold front could bring 3 inches of snow and possibly a little drought relief to northeast and north-central Colorado. Officials say 3/4 of the state are in extreme drought, the most severe level. Western areas are the driest. Water storage levels are low and snowpack in mountainous areas are below normal. Coming up on the program, an ICU doctor talks about why he thinks healthcare workers should not receive a coronavirus vaccine before others. Then a U.S. official races to roll out COVID vaccines. Researchers are warning that false claims are spreading on social media thanks to well-established anti-vaccination groups. Why not vaccinate healthcare workers first, and COVID misinformation online are next on All Things Considered here on CPR News.